Twitter brands Trump vote by mail post with fact check, citing CNN. By Alim Bokhari on May 26, 2020. Twitter added a link to get the facts about mail-in ballots after President Trump tweeted out widely held concerns about the potential for voter fraud. The Twitter-curated moment is filled with mainstream media articles from CNN, Washington Post, and other outlets calling Trump a liar. There is no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent, said President Trump on Twitter. Mailboxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged and even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed. The governor of California is sending ballots to millions of people. Anyone living in the state, no matter who they are or how they got there, will get one, continued Trump. That will be followed up with professionals telling all of these people, many of whom have never even thought of voting before, how, and for whom, to vote. This will be a rigged election. No way. People trying to view Trump's tweets on Twitter will see a link added by the site beneath them saying get the facts about mail-in ballots. Clicking on the link takes Twitter users to a Twitter moment. A collection of tweets and links, curated by the company itself and filled with mainstream media articles from CNN, Washington Post, and other outlets calling President Trump a liar. This is reportedly the first time the social media platform has branded Trump's tweets with a link to a fact check of this type. The top article is a piece from CNN Opinion, calling the president's claim unsubstantiated and claiming that mail-in ballots very rarely lead to voter fraud. As Breitbart News' Charlie Spiering has reported, the Trump campaign has substantiated its concerns with mail-in voting, contrary to what the Twitter-backed CNN article claims. The president's re-election campaign responded quickly to Acosta's request, noting there were 9 people charged in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas with vote harvesting and mail ballots, a political operative in New York stealing and submitting absentee ballots, and a resident in Pennsylvania receiving 7 separate ballots in the mail. The campaign also shared a Heritage Foundation document of over 1,000 proven cases of vote fraud. Democrats and the mainstream media always scoff at claims of voter fraud, but then completely ignore evidence from across the country, Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale said in a statement. The obvious reason is that Democrats are just fine with the possibility of voter fraud. And many in the media just see the world their way. Top Democrats are making a massive push to exploit the Chinese coronavirus and secure vote by mail as an option for more voters by November. Nancy Pelosi has added $3.6 billion to a Democrat-pushed coronavirus relief bill to fund vote-by-mail initiatives. Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee, has falsely claimed that there is no evidence of fraud in mail-in votes. And California Governor Gavin Newsom, as Trump noted in his tweets, has already ordered millions of mail-in ballots to be sent out to California residents. Twitter's decision to fact-check President Trump's tweets comes on the same day that it apologized for hosting a series of tweets made by Trump about MSNBC host Joe Scarborough and the intern who died while working for the former congressman. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.